Oasis Audio presents Messy Hope by Lori Wildenberg, read for you by Jamie Draper. Introduction. Hope needed. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Life was too sad, too much, too hard. She was past the point of tears. She was numb and done. The 23-year-old college student made her decision. She took the bottle and gulped down the amount of liquid that would guarantee no more pain. She laid down, closed her eyes, and waited. This young woman felt like many other young people feel. She felt hopeless in a hard world. Depleted hope shows itself in depression, anxiety, and suicide. The statistics for each of these tragic experiences are climbing at exponential rates. It is commonplace to know a young person who struggles with mental illness or has taken their own life. Parents, we must act. We cannot stand idly by while the state of the culture or the tragedy of mental illness rips our children from us. We cannot accept this as the new normal. Because we live in a hard world, we must prepare our kids for struggles and suffering. They need to be armed with hope. Hope is a weaponized bear hug, a mixture of strength and tenderness, activated following hurt. It gently whispers, "It will be okay. Your circumstances are temporary." Hope embraces us, then propels us upward while it fights despair. No one seeks hardship. We run from pain and suffering. Pre-coronavirus, we may have expressed, "I just want my child to be happy." Post-COVID, we realized it is more realistic to state, "Challenges and discouragement will be a part of my kid's human experience." Now more than ever, we know our children will face difficulty and disappointment. They are human beings who will experience a full life, a life with good, hard, sad, and scary things. Sadness moved difficulty and disappointment to depression and hopelessness for the 23-year-old. She wrote, "It's been 2 years, and this isn't going to get better. I cannot live feeling this way anymore." She goes on to describe the action she took to stop the pain. "One night during my last semester of college, I researched how much of a certain medication I would have to take for me to not wake up. Of course, not wanting to chance it, I bought an extra bottle just in case. The next day, I quit my job, told my friends I was going to be leaving school and commuting from home to college. I started packing up my belongings in my room so my parents would not have to deal with it later. That night, I drank the suggested amount and the just in case, turned off the lights and cried, waiting for the medication to take effect. To my dismay, about 24 hours later, I woke up with nothing more than some abdominal pain and drowsiness as a reminder of my attempt. I screamed and cried and sunk further into my bed, yelling at God for keeping me in this place I hated so much." This is a portion of what Kendra wrote in a blog to help others battling depression. She is passionate about being there for those who are experiencing dark times. So am I. I am Kendra's mom. Today, many people, many children, feel hopeless. Their brain is unhappy, filled with fear, worry, and self-doubt. Things will never change. Life will never get better. The hopeless culture screams. For this reason, suicide has become the second leading cause of death in young people, with accidents being
Sample complete. Ready to continue?